Hello and welcome. Thanks for joining us here at Believers Victory Church. Today we have an inspiring, powerful message that will change your life. Let's listen in as Pastor Peggy Heal teaches us from the Word of God.
Okay, all right, I got a good word for everybody today. Excited about it. We're in our series called Fresh Coat. And you know, sometimes portions of the Bible, we're going to be looking at Psalms 23 today, but sometimes things that we're very familiar with. How many are familiar with the 23rd Psalm? You've probably said it as a kid, or even if you don't know it, I guarantee you've heard it. They say it at funerals. A lot of times it's said at funerals, which is great, but the 23rd Psalm is a psalm for the living. Amen? It's a psalm for us. But, you know, sometimes when you hear something a lot and you know it and you have it memorized, we can tend to overlook the message and the application and the amazingness of it. You know, we can kind of get common with it. And just like we've been talking about a fresh coat, it's amazing what a fresh coat of paint will do, right? My niece painted her front door. She was so inspired by my message, I think. You can look on her Facebook. She painted her front door a completely different color and made her house look totally different. And it's just amazing what just a small change or just a fresh coat of paint will do. And so let's get a fresh coat of Psalms 23. Let's look at it the way that it's written. Let's look at it from the power that David was writing it from. And let's not just be, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want, he leads me. You know, let's not be like that. Let's really listen to it and remember that this is God's word for us, right? Okay, so here we go. We're going to just read Psalms 23. So we got it up here for us. Let's all read it together. Let's do something different today. Let's all read it together. All right, who's going to read it with me? I don't want it to be like one of those things where it's like, let's all jump off together, you know, and then you're the only one that goes, right? So let's all read it together, right? Okay, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Woo, that's good. But I want us to look here. Again, we've heard this so many times, but I want you to notice, leave it up there if you would, I want you to notice how David changes the form of the psalm in verse number 4. In the first three verses, David refers to God as He. The Lord is my shepherd. He makes me lie down. He leads me. He restores me. Restores my soul. He guides me. Then in verses 4 and 5, David refers to God as you or thou. Then he starts saying it like this. I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou dost prepare a table before me. Thou hast anointed my head with oil. Then in verse number 6, he switches back and he says, I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And you know, when we see this, it's like, well, what does that mean? It's showing that Psalms 23 is personal. It's a personal psalm. It's mine. The Lord is my shepherd. You know, David could have said, you know, he could have said, Hear, O Israel. Isn't that how some people talk when they're talking about God? It's like whenever, ever hear somebody when they go to pray, their voice changes? Like suddenly from their, they're from another part of the country. Am I the only person that notices that? You know, and don't make fun of those people. At least they're praying, right? Right? But, you know, David could have said, you know, Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our shepherd. But he didn't say that. He said, the Lord is my shepherd. He's my shepherd. And let's just stop right there. We talked about this last week that, you know, if we want to have the life that God has for us, we've got to put ourselves under God. We've got to submit and say, okay, I'm a sheep. How many remember last week? What are we all supposed to say? Bah. Bah. We're a sheep. That's what we are. We've got to just embrace our inner sheep. I know we all want to be tough guys, but we're sheep and we need a shepherd. That's how we're made. That's how we're designed. And so let's all just say it one more time. Bah. Some of you got a pretty good sheep going on there. You're pretty good at it. So David says, the Lord is my shepherd. It's personal. And you know what this is? This is a reminder that Christianity is not much of a religion as it is a relationship. If all you've got is a bunch of knowledge and all you've got is a bunch of rules, what you've got is a religion. But to have a relationship, that's what Jesus came to give us. He came to give us a relationship with God so that the veil, we've all heard about the veil, was torn in two, that the way to God was made through Jesus. We don't have to go to somebody else and them go to God for us. We can go boldly before the throne of grace. Amen. Isn't that good news?
Yes.
You don't have to go find somebody and say, hey, listen, I need you to go to God for me. No, you can go.
Amen.
You know why you can go? Because the Lord is your shepherd. Amen. And so I'm going to be saying that lots and lots because I want it to get through our heads. And it needs to be something, you know, the Bible says that we're to renew our minds by his word. And that word renew, what it means is just really change the way you think to the way God thinks. How many think our lives would be better if we thought like God did?
Amen.
We'd be smarter. We'd be in the right place. We'd just know a whole lot more stuff if we thought like God did. When problems came up, instead of panicking, if we thought like God did, there's a solution. God always has an escape route for you. The Bible says that he makes the way for the righteous. Aren't you glad about that? And so here we go. We've got the Lord is our shepherd. We've got David saying that. And you know what? When we think about this, let's just remind ourselves, David is saying, the God of the universe, the creator of all things that we see, the one who is omniscient, omnipresent, he is God. He is the great I am. He is my personal shepherd.
Amen.
He personally takes care of me. Because that's what a shepherd does. And let's look here. Let's look at what a shepherd does. A shepherd does four things. He provides, he protects, he guides, and he corrects. Now, before you get antsy about the correction part, remember, if you're going the wrong way, don't you want somebody to tell you, hey, you need to go left?
Yeah.
If you got somewhere to go, and you're going the wrong way, aren't you going to be glad if somebody comes and says, hey, man, you're going the wrong way? Anybody live in Lake Worth? Isn't it amazing how many people go the wrong way on one-way streets? I can't tell you how many times I've been on a one-way street and somebody coming right at me, you know? And I'm just thinking, do you not see the sign? I mean, the signs are everywhere. How can you not see those signs? But you know what? Don't you think that's what God's probably saying to us? When he's looking down and we're totally going the wrong way, he's probably looking and saying, don't you see the signs? You're going the wrong way. So correction is a good thing because correction gets you back on track, gets you back going the way that you need to go. So that's what a shepherd does. And so when we look at this and we say, man, this is a good thing. The Lord is my shepherd. The Bible says, I shall not want. And Jesus calls himself over in John 10, verse number 11, he calls himself, he tells all of us, he says, I am the good shepherd. That's what Jesus said. He said, I am the good shepherd. So we could read Psalms 23 because of the time that we live in, because we're under the new covenant with Jesus. Jesus has already come. How many know that? We're getting ready to celebrate that on Easter. Jesus has come. We could read this. We could say, because Jesus says he's the good shepherd, we could say, Jesus is my shepherd. I shall not want. Wasn't that good? That's so good. All right, let's keep going here. In Isaiah chapter 40, verse number 11, you know what God says? God takes care of his people like a shepherd. So that means he's going to provide for me, he's going to protect me, he's going to guide me, and he's going to correct me. And you know, if you think about, I don't know if you guys read Anthony Diaz sends out the e-blast thing that goes out. If you get it, that's awesome. If you don't get it, you can go on the website and sign up for it. And it basically just tells what's going on at the church. And Anthony has a very interesting personality. Everybody know him? Say amen.
Amen.
But he's a writer, you know. And so he usually writes a little thing that goes along with it. And this week it was exceptionally good. It's always good. But this week it was exceptionally good. And he talked about what a great life sheep have. That if you think about it, we're sheep. The Bible says that we are the sheep of his flock. And we've got, you say, why is it so important that I know I'm a sheep? Because if you don't know you're a sheep, you'll try to be a lion. If you don't know you're a sheep, you'll try to be the sheepdog. What does a sheepdog do?
Barking.
Goes around barking at everybody else. How many ever met a sheepdog? Don't look around. Do this. Don't look. We've met sheepdog. They go around barking, trying to tell everybody else what to do, what's wrong in their life. Bark, 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 bark. You know? And so, but we've got to say, I'm a sheep. I need a shepherd. God's going to take care of me. I don't have to take care of myself. I don't have to have all of the answers. I don't have to have all of the power. I don't have to have all that because my shepherd does. And when you embrace your inner sheep, you know that there's always going to be care for you. And that's going to help you with worry. It's going to help you with getting all bent out of shape about stuff. It's going to help you from overworking yourself and trying to take care of stuff on your own. It's going to help you have the peace of God, which God wants you to have. I mean, how much peace are we going to have if we're sitting in a pasture? The Bible says that he leads me beside still waters and green pastures, and he makes me lay down. I mean, how restful is that if we've got the big shepherd standing over us and he says, just lay here. Just lay here and relax. I'll take care of you. Oh, doesn't that just give you peace thinking about it? Don't we need a nap right now? It's like, oh, that sounds good. He'll take care of us. That's why it's important that we remind ourselves and we tell ourselves and we change the way we think. I'm a sheep and I have a shepherd. Amen? All right, let's keep going here. And so Jesus says over in John chapter 10, verse 14, a little bit of 27, he says, I am the good shepherd. My sheep know me. They listen to my voice and they follow me. Say, follow me. And that's what we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about following Jesus. Last week we talked about surrendering ourselves and saying, you know what? I need a shepherd. I'm going to surrender myself. Jesus said, come unto me all who are heavy laden and burdened. And he said, and I will give you rest. Ooh, that sounds good, doesn't it? And so we talked about that. And so today, we talked last week about coming to Jesus. And now we're going to talk about following him. Amen? Because you know what? Our lives are just going to be better if we follow the shepherd. And we've all heard these stories. If you've heard any message on Psalms 23, or if you watch any TV show about Bible times, you've probably seen, they always have the shepherd, and he has the rod, he has a big stick, and all the sheep are there. And wherever the shepherd goes, guess what happens? The sheep follow. I remember, I think it was Ray Gene Wilson was here, and he had gone to, I think it was him, I'm not sure, but he had gone to Israel, and that where they still have shepherds, they still have big flocks of sheep there, and he said that all these sheep were all over the place, on this hillside, just hundreds and hundreds of sheep were there, and their shepherds were walking, and so they said, how did the sheep know which shepherd to stay with? And you know what they said? They said they hear the shepherd's voice. And as those shepherds would walk down into the pastures, and sheep from all over the place, from different shepherds were there, but the shepherd would be making noises. He would be talking. And you know what? The sheep could hear his voice. And whenever their shepherd went, the sheep went with him. Why? They heard his voice. And so they were like, man, that's amazing. So they'd have all these sheep going around, and one shepherd's talking, and their sheep would go with them. And Jesus says, that's how we're supposed to be. He says, my sheep know me. They listen to my voice, and they follow me. But we talked last week about a poor little sheep. What was that sheep called? A cast down sheep. And that's what happens when you don't follow Jesus. You have a tendency to get cast down. And if you weren't here, let me just tell you what it is. Sheep, remember, we're sheep. Look at your neighbor and go, bah. Look at your other neighbor and say, you do it. But see, sheep, the way that they're made is that a sheep, and it's an amazing thing. If you read about sheep, you just see yourself in them. Because it's just, God is just so amazing, and he calls us sheep, you know why? Because we're so much like them. We are so much like him. So if you ever read a lot about sheep, you're just going to be like, wow, that's me. But here's the thing. This is what being a cast down sheep in. It's a position sheep get themselves in, and they can't get out of it on their own. Sheep are built in such a way that if they fall over on their side and then over on their back and their legs stick straight up in the air and they can't get themselves out of that position, they are helpless to get back up on their feet again. This position is called cast down. And so when you think about it, that would be pretty scary, because if a sheep is laying on its back, its, you know, arms are, not arms, but legs are all up in the air, it is just ripe for anything to come and grab it, because it literally can't get up on its own. And you know what? That's how so many believers are. You've gotten yourself up in a mess. Don't look around. But we get ourselves in a mess, whether emotionally or financially or physically or whatever, or somebody else knocks us over into the mess, right? It's not always us. Sometimes we get knocked over into it. But the point of the matter is, we're in a situation that we on our own cannot change. It's like we were talking on Wednesday night about the woman with the issue of blood. No. We talked about her, but we were talking about the woman who was bent over. The Bible says that she was bent over for 12 years. She had something wrong with her, and she could not lift herself up. Maybe you're here today and you're saying, you know what, I can't get myself out of this situation. Well, that's good, because you can relax and say, I have a shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. There is a way out. There is a way out. The enemy and the world and maybe your family and maybe everybody else is saying, there's no way out. There's no way out of this. You're stuck. I don't know what you're going to do. You're stuck. Anybody ever have anybody tell you that? But you know what? You can look them right back in the eye and you can say, you know what? My God is a way maker. And this is a mess. And maybe it's all my fault. And maybe I did get myself in it. Or maybe somebody pushed me into it. But regardless of how I got into it, the Lord is my shepherd, and he protects, he provides, he corrects, and he guides. What kind of a shepherd would just leave their sheep out there on their back going, bah! Right? What kind? We'd be like, man, you're mean. And Jesus said, I am the good shepherd, right? Now, if you find yourself in this situation, and we talked about this last week, it gets pretty serious, because when a sheep lay on their back, now, this may sound like somebody you know. Gas begins to build up in their stomach. Let's move on. You're like, I knew it. You're a cast sheep. I knew it. But gas begins to collect in their stomach, and it hardens their stomach. It cuts off the air passage, and they suffocate in a matter of hours. Not only that, their legs go numb in that position. On a hot day, a sheep in a cast-down position can die in just a matter of hours. They can't do anything about it. And you know what? Without Jesus, you can't do anything about what's going on. And if you don't get some help, it's going to be a real mess. You know what? Your family might be in a cast-down position, but you know what? You need to let the shepherd in to come rescue you. Right? Let's keep going. So here's how cast down sheep get restored. It doesn't happen immediately. It takes a little bit of time. First, the shepherd comes in and he takes the sheep laying on his back with his legs sticking up in the air. And the first thing the shepherd does is lovingly massage the four legs to get some circulation back up in them. Then he begins to talk in a reassuring tone to the sheep. He begins to say, you know, whatever. But if it was, what do you think Jesus would say? You're going to make it. It's going to be all right. It's all gonna. You're gonna get through this. And you know what? And that's what he goes on to say in this psalm. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, where you're gonna get through this. And then he gently turns the sheep over, puts his hand under the sheep's belly, lifts it up because it still can't stand up on its own because of its wobbly feet. He'll lift the sheep up, hold it there while the sheep begins to get some, you know, his balance back and the blood begins to flow and everything gets to be going. And you know what? And that's what the shepherd does. It's a little bit of a process. And that's why when you come into the kingdom of God and you say, you know what? I'm going to follow God. I'm going to submit myself under his will. I'm going to say, not my way, Lord, but yours. It may take a little while to get out of some things. But what's your choice? To stay in what you're in? Or to just ride it out and say, all right, Lord, take me through this. Take me through this. Some people are so stubborn, they won't do it God's way. They'd rather just sit in a mess. Anybody met anybody like that? You'd rather sit in a mess, or you'd rather be right. You'd rather be right than say, you know what, it doesn't matter who's right. Let's just let God get us through this. You know, in marriage, a lot of times you just got to say to your spouse, it doesn't matter who's right. Or just let them think they're right. It's not going to kill you. Right? Okay. Just look at them and say, okay. Yes, there you go. Okay. There are some things that it doesn't matter. Your relationship is more important than what day it was, what year it was, how much it cost, what color it was. It is amazing some of the things that cause knockdown dragouts in marriage. No, it was a Thursday. No, it was a Friday. No, it was a Thursday. You know, next thing you know, it's like you're bringing up everything. Oh, and it was a Friday and you know? It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. And that's how, you know, we've got to let that stubbornness go and say, bah. Because you know what they call stubborn sheep? Those are goats. Those are goats. They're not the same. We don't want to be a goat. We want to be a sheep. And so don't be stubborn. Say, all right, Lord, your way. I need a shepherd and shepherd's guide. That means I got to follow. And that's what we got to do. We've got to say, you know what? I got to follow my shepherd. I got to follow. How many got something you want to do in life? You got a life you want to live. You got dreams on the inside of you, right? You've got relationships that you are trusting God to restore. You've got a joy level that you're trying to get to, right? You can't get there on your own. You got to follow the shepherd. He will lead you to green pastures. He will lead you to still waters. He will lead you through the valley of the shadow of death. He's going to lead you. You can't do it. You can't do it. Because here's one thing about sheep. Sheep have very poor vision. Instead of saying blind as a bat, we could say you are as blind as a sheep. Sheep have very, very poor vision. They can't see very far ahead. Remember, God calls us sheep for a reason. We can't see very far ahead. We can't see the future. But you know what? God can. So why are we trying to guide and direct our own lives when all we can see is right now? We can't see any further than right now. And anybody that's telling you they can see the future, you know, if you're paying somebody to see the future, let me tell you something, you're dealing with wicked stuff. And they may know a thing or two, but their source of information is not somebody you want to pal around with. We have a God who sees. The Bible says that He is Jehovah Jireh. That's one of God's names He calls Himself. You know what that means? The Lord who sees ahead and provides. I don't know about you, but I'm going to go with somebody who sees ahead and provides for me. Sounds like a good shepherd, doesn't it? So we've got to say, you know what? All right, I've come to Jesus. I recognize He's my shepherd, but now I got to follow Him. The Bible says, He leads me. The Lord is my shepherd. He leads me. Some people want to come to Jesus and say, all right, save me. I want to be born again, but I want to do it my way. And you know what? It doesn't work that way. If a little sheep came into the shepherd and said, all right, man, you're my shepherd, but I'm going to go hang out over here for a while. I'll be back whenever I'm back. How many know that little sheep wouldn't make it? You know what? That's why God says we're like sheep. The Bible says we are all like sheep who've gone astray. But it's time to let God lead us. The Bible says in James 1 that a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. The Greek word for unstable literally means stagger like a drunk. Stagger like a drunk. When you can't make up your mind in life, when you don't know where you're going, you're kind of staggering, you're bouncing off walls, you're like a pinball machine. Does that sound like anybody's life? We don't want to be, and you know what? That's what happens when you're like, I'm in, I'm out, I'm in. Lord, lead me. Oh, I want to do it my way. Lord, lead me. Oh, wait a minute, I want to do it my way. Going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. The Bible says in James that is instability. And it says that it will bring instability in your whole life. We've got to make a decision and say, the Lord is my shepherd. He leads me. He leads me. You don't lead me. He leads me. Amen? He leads me. And so when we do that, we got to get in there. Psalms 23, again, it says, He guides me and the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. You know what that word righteousness means? It literally means the paths of the right way. How many want to go the right way?
Yes.
Well, you got to follow the one who knows the right way. You know, have you ever had somebody who has no sense of direction? None. My dad used to say that I could get lost in a roundhouse. Or he'd say you could get lost in a phone booth. It's true. It's true, actually. And so don't ever follow me. I don't know the way to go. But you know what? That's exactly what we do so often. We're like, oh, I'll follow you. No, let's follow the one who knows the way. Jesus knows the way. It says that he leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. And you know what? This is the antidote for stress in making decisions and stress and how you're going to lead your life. Just surrender and say, Lord, you lead me. So many Christians are so full of stress, which is not how you're designed to live, and it causes all kind of trouble in your life. How many know stress causes trouble? You know why you get so much stress going on in your life? Because you're being pulled in so many different directions. Instead of just saying, Lord, you lead me. Whatever you tell me to do, I'll do it. Wherever you lead me, I'll do it. I'll go. And you say, oh, but he might lead me to China. God is not going to send you to China. It's not going to happen. The only way that God would send you to China is if you wanted to go to China. Because the Bible says that God gives us the desires of our heart. So don't let fear of something silly keep you from getting on the path of righteousness. I don't know about you, but that sounds a whole lot better than wandering around, not knowing what's going on, being up and down, all over the place, no peace in my life. That's life without a shepherd. I want the life that comes with a shepherd.
Amen.
And it's peace, it's knowledge, it's understanding. It's knowing that I'm being cared for. It's knowing that no matter what comes through the door, no matter what comes in the mail, no matter what comes on the phone, no matter what you say to me, my God will help me through it. Amen? My God will help. Doesn't mean nothing bad's going to happen, but it means that no matter what happens, I got a shepherd who will take care of me. Amen? I got a shepherd who will get me through it. And I'll tell you, there is no way else I'd rather live. But you know how you live like that? You got to live this psalm. The Lord is my shepherd. Jesus is my shepherd. He leads me. He leads me. And I'm going to do what he says. The paths of righteousness. You know, we say all the time, I want to be in the right place. Well, righteousness means the right place. It literally means the right place. I want to be in the right place. Well, let the shepherd lead you in the path of righteousness. Where you're right. Doesn't that sound good?
Yeah.
Oh, I love Jesus. I love him so much. You know why? Because no matter what, he's going to take care of me.
Yeah.
Amen? You know, and somebody say, well, you know, there's no well, you know, about it. You're a sheep, and a shepherd takes care of the sheep. End of story. Doesn't mean you're perfect. Doesn't mean you always bear the right things. Doesn't mean you're always, you know, got your heart where it needs to be. None of us are perfect. Sheep are easily led astray, but you know what the shepherd does? The Bible says that he'll leave the 99 for the one.
Yeah.
Amen? God will never, he'll never just let you go because he's done with you. That will never happen.
Never.
The shepherd is never done with you. He's always crazy about you because he loves you that much. Let's pray together. Father, we pray right now in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we just this morning, we thank you that you lead us, that we are sheep. We recognize that. We embrace that. And we say the Lord is our shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. Oh, and we shall not want. You know, if you're here today with nobody looking around, just out of respect for people, and you say, you know what? I recognize that I need a shepherd. I need a Savior. I need God to rescue me and help me and take care of me. I need to recognize my shepherd. If you're here today and that's you and you say, you know what, I'm done living on my own. I'm done wandering around as a lost sheep, but today I want to come home and I want the shepherd to care for me, to protect me, to provide for me, and to guide me. If that's you, with nobody looking around, just out of respect, I'm not going to call you forward. I'm not going to embarrass you in any way. This is between you and God. But if that's you, I just want you to raise your hand up big and tall and say, you know what? That's me. I see your hand. Anybody else? Say, that's me. I see your hand, man. Anybody else? I need to come home to my shepherd. I'm a sheep, and I need my shepherd. Oh, for the sake of the two, raise their hand. Let's all say this prayer together with them. Because you know what? You may have been out there on your own as a sheep, but now you're in the family of God. And one great thing about being in the family of God, you don't have to do anything alone anymore. Now you've got a whole family that's with you, prays for you, helps you, loves you, and includes you. That's called church. And so let's all just say this prayer with them, all right? Say, Father God, right now, this morning, I accept Jesus as my Lord and my Savior. The Lord is my shepherd. I believe that Jesus is the Son of God. He came, He died, and He rose again, all for me. I'm a sheep, and He's my shepherd.